Make the most out of your time at work
with Karen Gately,
Leadership and People Management Specialist.
Good morning, Karen. How are you doing on this Monday?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
That's good to hear. Although we are going to be talking about burnout this morning, which
yes.
I mean, I think a lot of businesses will be under the pressure this year because a lot of staff being pulled off and then trying to make the most of the staff that do remain.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt in my experience that, you know, when we're under a lot of stress, that's the most likely scenario when we're going to end up in the burnout place, and really understanding what those signs are before we get there is clearly the way to go.
Yeah, and I reckon Damon's a big one for this. I mean, last week he powered through with a voice that was very croaky, and I think a lot of people sort of said to him, you know, come on, I think you should maybe not do it. I mean, there's some people out there who just will to be at work. How do you get them to sort of say, come on, chill out, we can actually handle this workload?
Yeah, and that's one that I relate to personally. You know, I've been to burnout and back twice in my life, and it's not something I recommend.
No.
And, it's definitely, in hindsight, something I can see that it really took my own shift in mindset. It took me wanting to be different and changing my own behaviours to actually stop that pattern from repeating and get into a place where, you know, actually making my mental health and my physical well-being the number one priority. And, you know, once we actually decide that, no, that's real, that we can't be at our best, we can't just keep striving, we certainly can't thrive unless we're slowing down and taking the time out, then, you know, we just keep ending up in that place of burnout. So, yeah, it's that realisation of the role we play that's critical.
Right. So it comes down to a personal level, which I guess, yeah, if people don't want to shift that, I guess they'll have to find out the hard way.
Exactly. So
if you're having your workmates say, hey, I think you're burning out, what are those, besides that, what are the other sorts of warning signs that you see that, oh, okay,
yeah,
you actually are coming to that burnout stage?
Yeah, and I think it's about observing our natural state versus where we're getting to, you know, so there can be a shift in our mindset. So if things are suddenly just really hard, just as a starting point each day, you know, and we just feel like we're constantly slogging through, or we're really running low of energy and finding it extremely hard to re-energise. So those, you know, physical signs are really key. But then also, for example, our inability to focus to the extent that we could before. And the classic one for people is around our temperament, you know, when we're starting to be less tolerant or just finding it hard to not be gnarly with people or circumstances. All of those things are indicators that we're not at our best, and we're entirely better off slowing down and recharging at that point than waiting until we actually get to a much, much worse place, which looks like anxiety, where, you know, we've just been on the whole time. We've been telling our brain, go, 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 go. And we get to a place where we just actually feel like we can't slow down, you know, that there's threat out there that we just have to keep working to avoid. And, you know, when we get to that place, then it's incredibly difficult to recover or come back from that. So, you know, again, it's about seeing, when am I on the slide down through my mindsets, my emotions, my behaviours, and knowing that it's time to pull it back and recharge.
Perfect. And when people are getting a little bit short in that, you know, how do you know it's burnout versus maybe just that is someone's temperament like 100% of the time?
Well, I think, again, it's about that change in state. You know, I think that when we're going to a burnout place, we're different. We're not our usual selves. You know, the classic observation that they're just not themselves.
Yeah.
Well, we can actually observe that for ourselves and recognise that, hold on a minute, okay, I might be a feisty character anyway, but right now my tolerance is super short, as an example. Or that things that ordinarily might not get my back up now suddenly are triggering me and I'm there really quickly.
Yeah.
So again, it's that shift, you know, what's that, how quickly do I get into that state, and how much challenge do I have actually getting out of that state? So, you know, we're all used to suddenly cracking it about something and then recovering and getting over it and moving on. But if that then causes us to hang out in a miserable space for an extended period of time, then again, there's real signs there that we need to do something to help ourselves.
Yeah, right. And I'd suggest some people would turn to things like energy drinks and things like that to try and power through things like that. I'm going to suggest that you won't suggest that.
No. No, again, it's, you know, again, the self-medication of all sorts don't really help us. You know, the classics are people decide that just need to take the edge off at the end of the day and have a couple of drinks, and then before we know it, we're doing that every day just as a coping strategy. Or it might be the sugar fix, you know, it might be the energy drinks, or it might be the chocolate bars, or whatever it is that false, you know, placebo, if you like, to make us feel better about our reality. So again, we need to be recognizing when we're making those choices. Again, it's not about being too hard on ourselves and you know, starting to weigh ourselves down with that, but again, just being really honest that okay, I can see that I'm turning to those comforting things that make life a little bit easier, but ultimately if those become daily habits that weigh us down even further, then clearly that's a spiral.
Yeah, and you should try and make healthy habits. Like, I think this is probably a good one that I've adopted into my workday, is every hour going for like a 5-10 minute walk, and that really re-energizes you and takes that, you know, burnout back down a level, and you can breathe once again.
Yeah, exactly. So movement generally, you know, people think that they have to become an athlete to be doing the right thing by their body, but that's not the case. You know, just incidental movement, just getting up from the desk, moving around the office. You know, for people who are stuck in an office environment for extended hours in the day, just making sure that we are breaking away, as you've pointed out, even if it is just a 5-minute walk around, whether it's the office itself or quickly around the block, just to give ourselves that movement and energy to keep going.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your tips this morning, Karen, and I'm sure Damon will be back and energised next Monday to chat with you once again.
Thank you.